This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Up to 16 inches of snow could fall in Denver as a major late winter storm rolls onto the Front Range. Some areas in the foothills could see up to 3 or 4 feet of snow starting this afternoon. Meteorologist David Bargenbrook says the highest snow totals will be east of the Continental Divide.
We expect this to be what we call a Front Range storm. That's where, obviously, there's snow across most of the state, but the big totals will be right here along the Front Range for a change.
Forecasters say travel will become difficult, if not impossible, at many higher elevations beginning late today. The snow is expected to stop falling Friday morning. Boulder County is suing Jefferson County over noise and lead falling from the Rocky Mountain Metropolitan Airport. The lawsuit alleges residents in neighborhoods in the airport's flight paths are exposed to unreasonable amounts of noise pollution and lead particulates. Operations at the airport have long been the subject of complaints from nearby residents. Homeowners filed their own lawsuit against the airport, claiming the flights have affected the value of their homes. The legislative aides who work with Colorado's lawmakers are looking for a big pay increase. But as CPR's Benta Berkland reports, leaders are pushing back.
Democratic legislative leaders approved a nearly 7% pay raise for next year. But the group that represents Capitol Aides says pay needs to increase by around 30% to achieve a living wage. That's about $30 an hour. Aides play a key role at the statehouse, from running lawmakers' offices to researching policies and helping constituents. Lawmakers have already increased both pay and benefits for aides in recent years, and legislative leaders are defending the 7% boost as appropriate given the aides' responsibilities. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Again, it's snow and possibly heavy snow along the Front Range through tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.